So how do you turn your mind into the kind that has startup ideas unconsciously? One, learn a lot about things that matter. Two, work on problems that interest you. Three, with people you like and respect. That third part, incidentally, is how you get co-founders at the same time as the idea. The first time I wrote that paragraph, instead of learn a lot about things that matter, I wrote, become good at some technology. But that prescription, though sufficient, is too narrow. What was special about Brian Chesky and Joe Gebbia from Airbnb was not that they were experts in technology. They went to art school. They were experts in design, and perhaps even more importantly, they were really good at organizing people and getting projects done. So you don't have to work on technology per se, so long as you work on things that stretch you. What kind of things are those? Now that is very hard to answer in the general case. History is full of examples of young people who were working on problems that no one else at the time thought were important, and in particular, that their parents didn't think they were important. On the other hand, history is even fuller of examples of parents who thought their kids were wasting their time and who were right. So, how do you know if you're working on real stuff? I mean, when Twitch TV switched from being Justin.tv to Twitch TV and they were going to broadcast people playing video games, I was like, what? But turned out to be a good business. I know how I know real problems are interesting. And I'm self-indulgent. I'm always interested in working on interesting things, even if no one else cares about them. And I find it very hard to make myself work on boring things, even if they're supposed to be important. My life is full of case after case where I worked on things just because I was interested and they turned out to be useful later in some worldly way. Y Combinator itself is something I only did because it seemed interesting. So I seem to have some sort of internal compass that helps me out. But this is for you, not me, and I don't know what you have in your heads. Maybe if I think more about it, I could come up with some heuristics for recognizing genuinely interesting ideas. But for now, all I can give you is the hopelessly question-begging advice. Incidentally, this is the actual meaning of the phrase, begging the question. The hopelessly question-begging advice that if you're interested in genuinely interesting problems, gratifying your interest energetically is the best way to prepare yourself for a startup. And for that matter, probably the best way to live. But although I can't explain in the general case what counts as an interesting problem, I can tell you about a large subset of them.